Even as Senator Lott times his political exit, many states are timing their political entrance. They've moved up their presidential primaries or caucuses, hoping to have more influence. And that includes a state that has never been a big player, Wyoming. That sparsely populated state moved its caucuses up to January 5th. That's just 2 days after Iowa makes its first-in-the-nation choice. Peter O'Dowd of Wyoming Public Radio reports on one state's effort to be heard.
Mitt Romney said this a while ago to a group of Republicans in Jackson who may not have believed their ears.
Wyoming matters.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Wyoming really matters because you're going to have an early caucus process that will help select the nominee of our party.
No candidate for president has ever had much reason to pay Wyoming any attention. Tom Sansonetti should know. He's the state's GOP coordinator.
Wyoming has not had a visit from a live Republican candidate that already didn't have the nomination sewn up that I can ever remember in my lifetime.
Sansonetti has been involved in state and national politics for decades. He ran Wyoming's Reagan-Bush campaign in 1984 and never saw the candidates come through until the nomination was secure. The same goes with both Bush presidents.
So we decided to play this year.
And play they have. Under Sansonetti's guidance, Wyoming's GOP thrust itself onto the national scene when it voted to move its county nominating conventions from March to January 5th. The Wyoming Republican caucuses are now the second in the nation. As if on cue, Mitt Romney found himself campaigning through Jackson. Ron Paul, Fred Thompson, and others followed in September when the state hosted its first presidential forum. Though skeptical at first, Oliver Walter, a political scientist at the University of Wyoming, says the Republicans' plan has hit pay dirt.
Looking back upon it, I think it's worked out a lot better for the Republicans than I had thought. We're such a small state that we generally don't attract much attention.
But not all the attention has been good. Because it moved up its caucuses so early, Wyoming has received the ire of the National Party, which has vowed to punish the state by cutting in half its 28 delegates to the National Convention. Wyoming Republicans say they're willing to sacrifice those delegates for the attention they're getting now. Still, Professor Walter says Wyoming will soon recede back into obscurity.
It'll be immediate satisfaction for us now, but in a year from now, who will remember? Nobody will.
Skipper.
Hey, Skipper, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming to Cheyenne.
It's good to be here, I'll tell you. A lot of fun.
But somebody likely will remember, unless the 100 or so people in this crowd of Republicans suddenly come down with amnesia. On a recent Sunday, Mitt Romney was again in Wyoming, drawing a warm reception in this staunchly conservative state. Onlookers pushed toward the former Massachusetts governor, looking for autographs and handshakes. Romney supporter and precinct committeeman Holman Andrews joined the crowd.
A lot of folks I've met in Wyoming, this is the first time they've been through this and seen it, and it's great to see people with this kind of turnout.
Carl Aldrich is one of those who has never seen a presidential candidate.
You know, we're just a small state. We don't have that many votes or anything towards the presidency, so it's really big to have even one guy come through here during a campaign.
Wyoming Republicans say that's precisely what's wrong with the presidential nomination process. States like Iowa and New Hampshire have held too much clout for too long. Tom Sansonetti says the system is broken, and Wyoming's decision to move its caucus is this tiny state's way of objecting to a monopoly on presidential candidates. As for Mitt Romney, he says he wants to win Wyoming and gain momentum going into New Hampshire, but he stops short of echoing the state's Republican leadership.
I'm not going to be critical of a process I very much depend upon, but I can tell you that I do believe that it makes sense to have Iowa and New Hampshire first. Iowa as the first caucus, New Hampshire as the first primary state. They have learned to devote the time to get to know the candidates personally. I think that makes sense.
In the equality state, Republicans are happy to disagree. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Laramie.